Unit 10.
Hi, would you mind if I asked you a few questions?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Number one, what kind of information is on signs in or near your school?
The most common information on signs near my school is the names of buildings and directions for where to go. My campus is a little confusing and it's easy to get lost, so having a lot of directions is really important.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Right. Number two. Can you see signs in several languages in or near your school? Which languages?
Our school's large welcome signs are in several languages: English, Japanese, Korean, Chinese. And signs with the name of the school that are smaller or the names of nearby businesses or stores might be in English, but everything else is pretty much in Japanese.
I see. Thank you. And number three, who can display signs in your school? Can anyone post a sign anywhere?
Permanent signs that are a part of a building would be chosen and decided by the school's office, but anyone can make a temporary poster for an event or something, but it has to be approved by the school's office for us to display it.
I see. So number four, do you sometimes see signs in languages that you cannot read? And who are these signs for?
I do sometimes see signs in languages that I can't read, like Korean or Chinese, sometimes Russian. I think that they're mostly for students studying those languages, like maybe events or notices of proficiency tests coming up.
Okay, right. So tests and events. And number five, this is the last one. In your local shopping area, which languages are written on signs?
Many brand names on the items are in the English alphabet, but sometimes they're not real English words. Most of the signs are in Japanese, but they're written in phonetic Japanese. So it's pretty easy for anyone to read them.
Right, to read them in the Japanese alphabets. Okay, well, thank you very much for answering the questions.
Of course.